All right, let's go through some of the specifics, Eric, to determine not who did this, because we won't have those specifics. Those people are too clever right now. But let's go through the specifics on why you think this was done by a huge outside group.
Well, I don't know exactly why they did it. I can only say what I think happened, and why and who that's going to be a big mystery, and I don't really think it's important to even.
No. I don't want that. I want you to tell us why you believe those towers that came down the way you think.
Oh, why I think they were explode.
Yes.
Well, there's several things. Is one of them that's really nobody can argue with is these towers came down at the speed at which objects fall. Now, to understand this, you got to first remember these towers are about 1,300 feet tall. The North Tower started collapsing at about the 94th floor. I mean, depending on how you want to time this and how you want to look at it, we could say it started at about the 94th floor. That's when the entire top section starts coming down, the antenna starts coming down, and the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so what the government tells us is that one floor fell down and hit the floor below it. And then that rubble then crashed into the floor below that one. And then all that rubble crashes into the floor below that one. So it's like a bowling ball going down a staircase. There's going to be a bang, bang, bang on every floor. Now, if you were to stand at that level of the World Trade Center and drop a rock off the edge, it would hit the ground about 8.4 seconds later. Now, you look at the towers, that North Tower as it comes down, you look at the seismic data. The seismic data shows all the major explosions were within 8.4 seconds. The tower is basically falling. All of those floors came down at the rate at which an object falls through the air. This means those floors were not encountering any resistance. If the floors were actually hitting one another, they couldn't go down as fast as they fall through the air. Rubble cannot fall through floors as fast as they fall through the air. You know, it's like somebody going through closed doors as fast as they go through open doors.
Yeah, all right, I see what you mean. There'd be a time gap here as it picked up more weight and then went down to the next floor again. That would take seconds, maybe minutes.
It would have to be a slowdown. Every single time the rubble hit a floor, there'd be a crash, and it would slow down. Some of the momentum would be used up, turned into energy to pulverize the floor, if it was even possible. Now, that's just giving them the credit of saying, well, okay, it's even possible. But there is no sign that this is even possible. These are steel-framed buildings. The concrete was a flooring material. It's a steel-framed floor. And the idea that a floor falling onto this is going to even shatter the floor is right there is absurd. I mean, if a floor falls, it's only falling 12 feet. When you drop something 12 feet onto a steel and concrete floor, it doesn't shatter. So, but let's assume it does. It's going to be a bang, bang, bang. And it's going to take 110 floors. What's it going to take? 110 seconds? It came down at the same rate things fall. And you can see this in the photos in the video. And like on that sequence of photos I have, I'm 52, 53, 54, you can watch the rubble. It's falling as fast as the tower's coming down.
I will admit, when I saw the one fall, I said to myself, because coming from St. Louis, there's a demolition company out here called Spiritus, and I've seen videos of what they do, and it looked the same. The way the building came down and the way I've seen buildings demolished, they came down the same way.
Yeah, especially Building 7. The North and South Tower were slightly different in that they were coming top-down rather than from the bottom. Building 7 was like the classic demolition. But
what's the significance of that? Because, Alex has talked about it a lot. David von Kleist has talked about it a lot. I mean, the building was very close to the rubble. It was probably not going to be usable even after everything was cleared up. If they did bring it down, I don't think anybody's arguing that fact. But what's the significance of the fact? Is it because maybe people think it was wired already, or what?
Well, the significance of why Building 7 came down by demolition, you mean?
Yes.
I mean, if that building came down by demolition, it blows the whole government's story out. Because, you know, they're telling us these Arabs attacked us without our knowledge. If that building was brought down by explosives, somebody knew the attack was coming.
Okay, could they have put explosives in there after the fact? I mean, they see the two towers crumbling, and they
Well, some people
Silverstein. What's the name of the owner?
Yeah.
Silverstein.
Larry Silverstein.
He said, and you know, he said that things like, you know, let's bring it down, or let's, what was his verbiage?
Well, he was saying that he was suggesting to the fire department to pull it,
which means let's bring it down.
Well, first of all, you have to look at the video there. The traffic is tied up. The idea that the fire department or anybody could call up a demolition company and say, yeah, we'd like to order the demolition of a building, 47 stories, please, and do it this afternoon. And who could do it?
That's not going to happen.
Not only is it not going to happen, but there were a couple of fires in there. Who would walk into there with explosives? And then the tenants got all their stuff in there. You got FBI. I can't remember all the files in there. Very important criminal cases. You can see the motive here. You remember asking why would people do it? Here's again, some people may have joined it to get rid of all of those crime files. They may have not have cared about anything else, just get rid of those files.
You think Building 7 was what they really might have targeted?
Oh, well, there were apparently files in both the towers and Building 7. But see, Building 7 had apparently a lot of important information. I can't remember if Enron stuff was in there and some other cases. But some people may have said, yeah, I'll go along with it. Only, you know, simply to get rid of those files.